Rosh Chodesh Adar, Friday the 20th of February, Rabbi Avraham Posen, Kiddush Wine.
Ja, wenn ich was esse, da reise auf so teures wie am Schabbos le Katsche. Das ist was Kiddush that we have every Leil Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Gemara im Sochim daf Kuvon, Tonu Rabbonon Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekatshoi, Zohreyu Al Hayay. This mitzvah's Kiddush that we have, the Gemara says the Aloha is that you have to say the Azkoras HaKiddush, you have to say out the Kiddush Al Hayay. Take a kos yayin, a cup of wine, and say the Kiddush Al Hayay. אין לי אלא ביום, בלילה ביניים, תמוד לא ימר זוכר את יום השבס לקטרי. The Gemara says that the Chi of Kiddush is that בלילה אין ביום, and both has to be on the wine. בלילה is the Oraise. בלילה Chi of Kiddush is the Oraise. ביום, the Chi of Kiddush is only the Rabbono. The Gemara says, Darshan said from a Pasuk, the Rishayim explain that it's only a smachte ba'alme, but it's a Chi of only a Chi of the Rabbono. Chiyuv HaKiddush Balayla is the Raise, but the saying the Kiddush and the wine is Machloikis Rishoyni. Machloikis Rishoyni. Shitas Rashi, Shitas HaRibevan Benozir, he holds that saying the Kiddush and the wine is also the Raise. And not only saying Kiddush and the wine is the Raise, drinking the wine after the Kiddush is also a Chiyuv the Raise. That's Shitas Rashi, Shitas HaRibevan, Talmid Rashi, Benozir, Davdalet. That's Shitas HaTesis Rid. And other Rishayim. Shitas Teisves goes halfway. Saying the Kiddush and the wine is the Oraise, but drinking the wine is only a Din de Rabbono. And other Rishayim, the Ramban, Ala Toiro, Parshas Yisroi, he says that Mitzvah's Kiddush is Bedvori. To say Divrei Kdusho, like Kiddush HaChoydesh, that Bezdin is Mekadesh HaChoydesh, there's a Mitzvah's Al Kol Yisroi, Lekadesh Es HaShabbos. The chiyuv to do it on the wine, on kois shel yayin, is only a chiyuv de rabbonon. Zeu shitas haramban. That's three shitas in Rishayim. We say a few aloches before we get to the longest of the things. We know that kiddush al yayin, if somebody doesn't have wine, what does he do if he doesn't have wine? So we have two options. If he doesn't have wine, so if we're talking about kiddush al laylo, Leil Shabbos, so the Iker Adin, you can make a Kiddush al Pas. Al Chales, you take the two Chales and you make, first you wash, Moitzi Lechem Nehoretz, and then you say the Birkas HaKiddush, the Yoitzi Adichoy Velechatchil HaKiddush. The Rambam even says that if Chaviv Leil Pas, if he likes the Pas more than wine, it's hard for him to drink wine, even if he has wine, Lechatchil HaKiddush on the Pas. The Rosh, we pass it like the Rosh, says only if you don't have wine, Chatchila, you have to do it on the wine, but Yevet, if you don't have wine, you can do it on the pas. If you don't have not wine and no pas, there's an option to do it on Chamar Medine. Chamar Medine, there's a chidush of Chamar Medine. Most of the Rishayim, Arbe Rishayim hold that you could do it Balel Shabbos on Chamar Medine, if you don't have anything. But other Rishayim say, no, Chamar Medine is not good for Leil Shabbos. Chamar Medine is good maybe for Shabbos morning, that the kiddush is only the Rabbonot. But Balel Shabbos, don't do it on Chamar Medina. What is Chamar Medina? We'll say in a few words. Lemaisa de Chazonish says, Bizmaneinu, our times, there's no Chamar Medina. We don't know what Chamar Medina is. We can't do no Kiddush, no Avdola, no nothing on Chamar Medina. That's Shitas HaChazonish. But other Poiskim, Rav Eliashiv, used to say that if you take your orange juice, that's a Choshev and Mashke, so that's considered already it's enough for Chamar Medina. But also, most of the Poiskim say it's only Bediyevet. You don't have other options to do, so you take a chamar medina, you take orange juice. If you take coffee and tea, it's mamish bedieved or bedieved. It's not lechatchile. Even b'chamar medina, most of the poskim say it's not enough. Some take beer, beer alevana, beer. Sheicho, it's called sheicho.
Vodka.
Vodka. other chassidim, I think, annoying the kiddush in the morning to do al whiskey or vodka or something. That could be a chamar medina. It's machlekes. Lebayis, it's a machlekes. The Taz says you could do it al sheichop. But lechatchile, the lechatchile, vaday, you have to do it on the wine. And if you have wine, that's vaday the right way to do. There's another nafkemina between kiddush hayoyim and kiddush alaylo. Kiddush alaylo has to be done. It's the, because it's the oraise, we have shittas that say that the kiddush al hakoyis is the oraise. So we have to take the big shiur. The Mishnebura says, the Bi'alocha says, you have to make the big shiur, the shiur chazonish. We know that we have two shiurim in shiur of drinking the wine. Shiur kois shel yain. We have the shiur revis. Shiur revis, the shiur chazonish is 150 cc, and the shiur Chaynoy is 86. So, vaday, for the shiur d'oraise, you have to take a big cup, big enough, that should be the shiur chazonish, that's the shiur d'oraise, that's what paskins in Mishtabura. In the morning, you can take the small shiur. Avdole lechatchile also. Some people take off avdole a small cost, lotto. You have to take a because avdole is also sofik d'oraise, so you have to take a big cup, so lefachot 150. The aloha is, that if he made the Mekadesh made the Birkas HaYayin, and then he made the Birkas HaKiddush, and the Shoimeya, the one who heard him, the Shoimim, the other Bnei Abayis that are listening to the Kiddush, didn't hear the Boir Pei HaGofen, they heard only the Birkas HaKiddush. It's common in Avdoleh, that you come in, he said already Birkas Boir Pei HaGofen, he didn't hear the Birkas Boir Pei HaGofen, now he's hearing only, he's listening only to the Birkas Avdole or the Birkas HaKiddush, the whole Birkas HaKiddush, the Pashtus, the whole Birkas Boir Pei HaGofen is to the Mekadesh. The Mekadesh has to say the Brocha al HaKoyis, he has to say the Brocha of Boir Pei HaGofen, and the Birkas HaKiddush. But if one didn't hear it, the Birkas Boir Pei HaGofen, he's Yoytze Yedei Chayva. Yoytze Kiddush is Yoytze Avdole.
Can they drink Hosmak
then? No, they cannot drink. If they didn't hear Boir Pei HaGofen, of course they cannot drink. They have to say Birkas Boir Pei HaGofen. But the drinking is not Leikuvah, we'll see in a minute. The drinking of the wine is not Leikuvah. And the fact that he heard the Birkas HaKiddush on someone that made it on Kois Shel Yain, it's enough. He's Yoytze Yedei Chayva. Another halacha we have, that if he made a Kiddush and Siach B'dibur, he heard Birkas Boir Pei HaGofen, but he talked before the Mekadesh drank the wine, he's also Yoytze Yedei Chayva. The Mekadesh has to drink right away without a hefsek between the Brocha and the Shtiyah, because he said Birkas Anenim. Of course you can't stop between Birkas Anenim and drinking. But if the Shoimeya spoke, yeah, in between the Brocha and the drinking, he's also Yoytze Yedei Chayva, he doesn't have to make another Kiddush. If the Mekadesh spoke between the Brocha and the drinking, so he's also Yoytze Yedei Chayva Kiddush. He cannot drink the wine because he has to have a Brocha of Birkas Anenim before he drinks. So if he had a Hefsek, so he lost the Birkas Anenim, so he has to say again Boir Pei HaGofen. The same Aloche, the Mechaber says, if he made the Kiddush and after the Kiddush, he finished the second brocha of Kiddush and the wine spilled out. Nishpach HaYayin doesn't have another wine. What should he do? So he has to take another cup of wine, say again Boir Pei HaGofen if it wasn't Lefonov. If it was Lefonov, he doesn't even have to say Boir Pei HaGofen. If he had it on the table, he doesn't even have to say Boir Pei HaGofen. But he has to put another cup of wine and drink the cup of wine. That's the Ikuve. He has to drink the cup of wine, but he's Yoytze Yedei Kiddush. He doesn't have to say again the Kiddush, even that the cup that he said that the Kiddush spilled. Chozot is Yoytze Yedei Kiddush. That's the aloha. Now we find a special aloha over here. Reilchis Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalet. So the Iker Adin is that the one who makes Kiddush, the Mekadesh, has to say the Broches and he has to be Toyev. He has to drink the wine. The Gemara in Psochim Daf Kuf Zayin says, "Amekadesh tzorich she'itoim kimloi lugmov." He has to drink kimloi lugmov. Kimloi lugmov says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel tzorich lishtois mikoyz shel kiddush kimloi lugmov. Dehainu kol she'isalkenu letzad echod. The piv, what's the shiur? Ruboy shel revis. Roiv revis. If he's a odom godol, he says that's be odom beinoni. Aval be odom godol be yoisel. So you need more than roiv revis. the maximum you need is Raviz. So you have to drink Raviz. The drinking of Raviz is Leikuve. If somebody makes a Kiddush, and he didn't drink Roiv Raviz, Meloy Lugmov, he's not Yoytze Yedei Choyvo. And he's not Yoytze, and the Shoyimim are not Yoytze. It's Leikuve Mamish to drink Lefachot Kim Loy Lugmov. Kol HaKoyis Shebrocho, all the Koyis Shebrocho, Birkas Eirusin Venisuin, Birkas Amozen, Birkas Amilo, other Koyis Shebrocho that we have, most of the Poiskim hold, that's the Halacha LeMaaseh, we don't have to drink Kim Loy Lugmov. Te'ime is enough. It says in the Gemara. Te'ime is enough. You don't have to drink a shiur of Meloy Lugmov. Kiddush is different. We have to understand, we'll try to understand afterwards, why Kiddush is more chomer than every Koyis Shebrocho. Why Kiddush, you have to drink Dafka Meloy Lugmov in order to be Yoytze Yedei Choyvo. It's me'akiv to be Yoytze Yedei Choyvo. Other Koyis Shebrocho, it's not only that it's not me'akiv, even if he didn't drink it bechlal, it's not me'akiv bechlal. He has to drink lechatchilek mashu. He has to drink a mevorich tzor sheitay. What's the nafkemine between kiddush and other kinds of bracha? We'll explain. There's another aloch in Shulchan Aruch that we see. Who has to drink the mekadesh? It's aim a mekadesh. He has to drink. Only he has to drink. It's leikuva that he should drink. Or no, he could say the kiddush, and the other mesubin, the other they bais could drink also. So the Mechaber says like this, Im lo yitoam ha-mekadesh, if he didn't drink the wine, v'toam echod min ha-misubim kim lo yilugmov, yotzo, he's yotzo yedei choybo. V'hageoinim so ivrim, she'im lo yitoam ha-mekadesh, if the Mekadesh didn't drink the wine, the Mekadesh himself, lo yotzo, he's not yotzo yedei choybo. V'rohui lochush ledivreim. So the Mechaber says, that a person that makes a Kiddush, he has to drink himself the wine. If he has something that he can't drink a wine, it's not healthy for him. So lechatchile, don't make the Kiddush. Let somebody else make the Kiddush. Don't say, I'm the balabais, I'll make the Kiddush, and he'll drink. That's bedieved. Lechatchile, says the Mechaber, roi lochush ledivrei. The Mekadesh, he has to drink the wine. Dafka bekiddush, says the Mechaber. But, aval b'shar dvorim atunim kois, moidim ha-geoinim desagim et'im ha-sacher. So we see a second chiluk, a second nafkemine between kiddush and other kodesh brocha. Kiddush is a halacha only the mekadesh has to drink, and it's leikuve that the mekadesh should drink the wine. And other kodesh brocha, moedim ha-geoinim desagi v'tim ha-sacher. Other people could also drink the wine. So we have to understand why did the geoinim say in Mechaber Mashma that we have to be choishesh to the geoinim. And also according to other shittas, im lo yitoam ha-mekadesh b'lechatchile, the mekadesh has to drink the wine. Why is Kiddush different than other Kodesh Brocha that we say that they have to, that the Dafka the Mekadesh has to drink the wine? Dafka the one who makes Kiddush, he has to drink the wine. What's the special thing that we have in Kiddush? So to explain this, so I want to bring another Stira in Rashi. We see two places in Rashi. And we see a Goyis Chidush in this inyan. Rashi ve'Eiruvin speaks about Koyis Shebrocha. Rashi says, Rashi and Eiruvin speaks about Birkas Shechiyonu b'Yom HaKippurim. We know that we make Birkas Shechiyonu b'Yom HaKippurim. When do we make it? After Kol Nidrei, we make Birkas Shechiyonu. The Gemara says, Birkas Shechiyonu, chatchila make it al kos. You have to make it al kos shel yai. Every Yom Tev we make Shechiyonu, we make it in the middle of Kiddush. Al Kodesh Shiliyai. So Yom Kippur also, make it Al Kodesh Shiliyai. So no, but you can't drink the wine. Yom Kippur, you can't drink the wine. So you can't make Shechiyonu Al Kodesh Shiliyai. Ha-mekadesh tzor she'itoim. Ha-mevorech, it says. Ha-mevorech tzor she'itoim. That's what the Gemara asks. Says the Gemara, maybe give it to a cotton. Leisvei le'yenuke. Give it to a cotton. He'll drink the wine. He doesn't have to fast. He'll drink the wine. Says the Gemara, name Osi le'misach. If you're going to give it to a cotton, so he's going to see that Yom Kippur, he can drink wine. So when he's going to be a godel, he's going to continue drinking wine in Yom Kippur. So that's what the Gemara says. He can't make such a takona lechatchile that on Yom Kippur, to give to a cotton wine to drink. Rashi says over there, so why do you have to drink? Don't drink. Make a brocha ala kos. Make birka shechiyanu hold the kos and leave the kos there. No. It says, "Ame'avorech tzorich she'itim." What's the deal about avorech tzorich she'itim? Why does it tzorich she'itim? Says Rashi, "Why avorech tzorich she'itim?" Because it's a gnayu lekoyis shel brocho. It's כנאיו לקויס שברוכו, שלא יובל אשתו יסוי. That's Lashon Rashi. So we see that the whole chiyuv that you have, it's not a chiyuv mitzad etzem adin from the halacha of Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be drunk. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu ein chanami doesn't have to be drunk. But if you don't drink the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it's a gnai. It's not nice to make a brocha the kos and leave the kos over there. It's gnai le Kodesh Baruch Hu. The chshivus, the kovid of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is to drink it. You don't go lechatchile and make a brocha al hakos and leave the kos over there. It's gnai. But it's not me'akiv. It's you don't have to drink. Me'ikir adin, it's okay. Me'ikir adin, it's okay. You can make a brocha, but gnai lekodesh brocha. That's why the meaning is when we make a bris milah b'yom kippurim or b'tisha b'av or other every other tainis. So that's what we do. We say boy repi agofen. We say asher kiddush edid mi beten. And then we give, who do we give the wine to? The Tina Kanimoy. The Tina Kanimoy drinks the wine. Some people give it to the Yoyledes, she doesn't have to fast. Tina Kanimoy could drink the wine. He said, Boy Pia Goffin on the wine. The Torah says, that's what it says in Rashi over here. The whole reason you have to drink the wine is because Gnai Ulekoish Shevrocho. Not more than Gnai Ulekoish Shevrocho. It's a Gnai, it's not nice to leave the Koish Shevrocho over there. So if you give it to the Yoyledes, or you give it to the Tina Kanimoy even, that's enough to be Mekayim. It's not a gnai. Somebody drank the wine. It's a big chidush because Be'etzem, we said Boir Pri Agofen. Boir Pri Agofen is Birkas Anenim. How could you say Birkas Anenim and not drink the wine? We're taking a kos yain, we're taking a cup of wine, we're saying Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Boir Pri Agofen, and we leave the wine over there. We don't drink the wine. It's a Boruch Levatole. Tshuva Saran, ask it on Rashi. Lo Yale Al Adas. It's a Boruch Levatole. How could you not drink the wine? It's Birkas Anenim. It's a Boruch Levatole. We'll see in a minute. Rashi B'Rosh Hashoneh, Rashi says differently. Rashi B'Rosh Hashoneh, he talks about Birkas Hayayin. Gemara says, Birkas Alechem Shel Mitzveh, U'Birkas Hayayin Shel Kiddush, Mau. Gemara has a sofik in the Gemara of Birkas Alechem and Birkas Hayayin, Birkas Alechem Shel Matzo. And Birkas Hayayin Shel Kiddush, if you could be Moitzi, even if you don't, if you're yoitzer ready, if you don't do it for yourself, the halacha is there's a chiluk, there's a nafkimina between birkas anenim and birkas hamitzvos. Somebody is yoitzer ready the mitzvah, din arvos he could be moitzi others bebirkas hamitzvos. But bebirkas anenim, if he doesn't eat by himself, he can't say birkas anenim for somebody else. Yeah, if you want to eat bread, I can't say for you boruch ato Hashem lekein v'chaylom amoitzi lechem v'noretz. If he might see you, if I don't eat. Yeah, that's the halacha is. The halacha is that there's no arvus ve'birkas anenim. That's the Gemara, there's a sofik in the Gemara. What about matzah? Matzah you have to eat. Other birkas anenim you don't have to eat. There's no chiyuv to eat. So I'm not mechuyiv. You the one who eats is not mechuyiv to eat. So there's no arvus, there's no... You can't be moitzi someone if he's not mechuyiv. Eino mechuyiv adobo. You can't be moitzi him. But... Matzah shel Pesach is mechuyev. Yain shel Kiddush is mechuyev. So even though it's Birkas Anenim, we have over here Birkas Anenim shu mechuyev. So what's the deal? That's the sofik in the Gemara. Birkas Alechem shel Matzah, Birkas Yain shel Kiddush, Mor Roshon Edav Choftes Amud Beit. Mao, Keva Dechoivo Mapik, you can be moitzi at Dechoivo, we didn't have Brocha Lav Choivo. Maybe the Brocha or Boyer Pri Agofen is not Choivo. That's what the sofik of the Gemara is. Rashi says over there, why is it choivo to drink the wine? It's a choivo to drink the wine? What choivo is to drink the wine? So Rashi says, Akeva de choivo, achilas matze choivo, vechen kiddush ayoim. Kiddush ayoim means the mitzvah's kiddush. Choivo olov. Ve'i efshar sheloi ba'anoe. You can't not drink the wine. Ba'anoe, yi efshar beloi brocho. And because you have to drink the wine, you have to make a brocho ve'kasboi b'yadofen. So Boir Pri Agofen is a mechuyev. Why? Because you have to drink the wine. Because you have to drink the wine, you have to say Boir Pri Agofen. So that's the sofik de Gemara. Something that you have to do, you're mechuyev to do, if you can be meiti yedei choivo, even if you don't drink by yourself. So says Rashi Mefurash says over here that the drinking of kos shel yain, the kiddush, is a chiyuv to drink the wine. Mimeila you have to do Boir Pri Agofen. The Boir Pri HaGofen comes because you have to drink the wine. So we have a stir in Rashi. Mamish stir in Rashi. Why? The Rashash, Beiruvi, over there, Daf Memor Beis, asks the stir in Rashi. And the Afike Yam, Chelek Beis, even Beis also asks this stir in Rashi. Bitzad Erod, we see Rashi Beiruvi says, you could say Boir Pri HaGofen without even drinking. The whole reason why you have to give someone to drink, Gnai the Koisur Brocho. That's why you have to give someone to drink from the Koisur Brocho. That's for one side. So we see that you could say Boir Pri HaGofen without even drinking. The whole reason you have to drink is because it's Gnai the Koisur Brocho. You don't want to embarrass the Koisur Brocho, so you have to drink from it. That's the Eirubi. Over here, Rosh Hashanah, he says, the other way around, Pum Fakel. The whole reason you have to make a brocha is because you have to drink. Mashma in Rashi, that if you won't have to drink, you don't say a brocha, it's a brocha vatole. You can't say Boir Pri HaGofen without drinking. Why do you say Boir Pri HaGofen? Because you have to drink. So we see two things. Aleph, it's a chiyuv to drink the wine. Second, because it's a chiyuv to drink, that's why you say the brocha. So it's a stir Rashi. So these are choinim. Leave it as a stir in Rashi, but the chura, the chiluk is very, very poshut. There's a chiluk, that's what we started from. There's a chiluk between koyshe brocha and kiddush. Koyshe brocha and kiddush is two aloches nifrodes. The chiyuv of koyshe brocha, that you say birkas avile, birkas shechiyonu, birkas, all the other brochas that you say, birkas erusin venisuin, there's no chiyuv shtiyeh. It's only a chshivus of the birkas and nisuim, a chshivus of birkas asher kiddush did mi beten. It's a chshivus to say it al koyt shel yain. You say shiro al yain. Imele, because you're saying shiro al yain, so you could say also Boir Pri HaGofen. And the reason why you say Boir Pri HaGofen over there, the Beis Meir, there's a sefer Beis Meir, and here today, Abichos Milo, he explains it. He explains Rashi. He asks also the question on Rashi, how could you say Boir Pri HaGofen? If you don't drink the wine, the tainis, the Yom Kippur, how can you say Boir Pri HaGofen? So he says, the birkas Boir Pri HaGofen that you say because shel brocho is not birkas anenim. We consider it birkas hashvach. We have a shabeach lehakadosh baruch hu that he gave us wine that you could say the brocho on a wine, al yain, al kois shel yain. That's a birkas hashvach. And the same thing is mechaven also to the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvis. Bekuntos Achon Beksuvah says al birkas eirusin v'nisuin. He says the Boir Pri HaGofen that the Mesader Kiddushin makes under the chuppah, this Boir Pri HaGofen we consider it birkas hashvach. If you see, we see that the Mesader Kiddushin, most of the Mesader Kiddushin, they say Boir Pri HaGofen. Who drinks the wine? The chosn. How could the chosn drink wine birkas anenim? You can't be moitzi if you don't drink it yourself. So Reb Chaim Fiki Yam Chelek Beis Simon Beis brings b'shem Reb Chaim. B'shem Reb Simcha Zelig. Reb Simcha Zelig was a motz, was a rov in Brisk, and he said in the name of Reb Chaim that he used to spill a little bit on his hand that nobody should see, and he used to lick some kiddush wine because he was machmir. There shouldn't be a brocha levatole. That's Reb Chaim. But Iker Adin Aloch LaMaisa, you don't have to do it. Some Rosh Hashivas do it, but LaMaisa. The Iker Adin, you don't have to do it. That's what's the mocker? The mocker is this Vismeir, this Rashi Neiruvin, Daf Memor Beis, this Pnei Yeshua. Because the Birkas Boir Pri HaGofen, he is not, it doesn't come from Birkas Aneni. That's a Birkas Hashvach. Birkas Hashvach, that's the whole problem. Kiddush is different. Kiddush is different. What I say different? Different in two ways. We see that Rashi holds that the Birkas Boir Pri HaGofen comes only because you have to be toyem, you have to drink the wine, only because of that you have to say Boir Pri HaGofen. Without that you don't say Boir Pri HaGofen. So we see that the Birkas Boir Pri HaGofen, the Kiddush is not part of the Kiddush, is not nistakim part of Kiddush. We'll see there's a raya for this. Secondly, over there you have to drink the wine. If you don't drink the wine, it's me'akev. You're not yotzei ydei chovas Kiddush. Mimele.
How can Chosin Kala drink without Boir Pri HaGofen?
No, they hear the Boir Pri HaGofen from him. They have to be Yoitze.
And the Sadr Kiddushin tells... They're only hearing the Birkas HaShvach,
say. Okay, but they heard the Boir Pri HaGofen. That's enough.
But it wasn't a Birkas HaNen.
No, chashuv. For him, it's not a Birkas HaNen. But they heard from him a Boir Pri HaGofen. Yeah, that's enough for him. Yeah. Because Birkas HaNen, Yisoid is also Birkas HaShvach. He's saying the Shvach and that, and the fact that he has a cup to say a Boche. And they are saying the Shvach for Birkas HaNen. Yeah. Birkas HaNen is Birkas HaShvach. But you can't you can't eat or drink something without a bochet. So you have to say this bochet. You could be yotzir, you eat this bochet for him. No problem about it. It's the same as be'a bochet. It's the same bochet. Because it's the same as be'a bochet, you could say it. Mimele, we say like this. Kiddush, the chiyuv of Kiddush is saying the Kiddush on the wine and drinking the wine. We'll see in a minute why Kiddush you have to drink the wine. But the aloches that come out from this chiyuv, that you have to drink the wine, comes, if you're aloches, Aleph, if you don't drink the wine, it's a dechoyva. Not like kol shibro. If you don't drink the wine, it's a dechoyva. Secondly, there's a shiyuv, how much wine you have to drink. You have to drink m'loy lukmov. Roy raviz. Or for godl, you have to drink raviz. Raviz is me'akev. The third aloha that we have over here, there is shitas arishayim, l'rov arishayim tzlechatfile, according to the goyim tzme'akev, dafka the mekadesh has to drink the wine. We don't find this in other kodesh brocha bechlal. The mekadesh himself, dafka he has to drink the wine. That comes from that the kiddush that's made on the wine, it's the kuvet to drink the wine, and we're saying that the mekadesh has to drink the wine. Why is Kiddush different than other Kodesh Brocha? That's one Shaila. And the second Shaila we have to understand, why Kiddush doesn't have the Aloha that Kol Kodesh Brocha has. That you can say Grepi Agofen even without it. Maishno Kiddush, Nikol Kodesh Brocha, that Kiddush, we say only that the Grepi Agofen comes from because you have to drink the wine. And other Kodesh Brocha, we say no, it comes the other way around. You say the Mikol Din, you could say Grepi Agofen. That tells us Azoi. What I'm saying, it says, it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Siman Kuf Tzadik. He says like this. Because the Gemara says, that the mitzvah eser zochas yom ha-shabbos nekatshoi, the Gemara says, zochreyu al hayayin. That the zchiras, the saying of the kiddush, the zchiras ha-kiddush, v'shabbos has to be al hayayin. In order that the Shem, zchire al hayayin, should be chal, as the shtiyah is me'akir. It's a chetim that the shtiyah, that the zchire should be considered zchire al hayayin. That's only if he drinks the wine. If he doesn't drink the wine, it's felt. It's missing the zchire al hayayin. Zchire al hayayin, the yayin contacts to the kiddush, that it's considered zchire al hayayin only if he drinks the wine. That's why over here the shtiyah is leikuve. On the day that he drinks the wine, it's chal dechaloy, it's chire al hayayin. Yimele, it's different than kol kodesh brocha. We hear the shtiyas hayayin is leikuve. Why doesn't Kiddush have a din of kodesh brocha? So we say like this. Ein chaname. We know that we said before. If there's no wine, you could say a kiddush al hapas. If he doesn't have wine, so we mele they're not metaken to do wine because like kol kodesh brocha. Because if that would be the takone, so you can't do anything else. You have to do it all al hayayin, all al chamar medine. So we say no. That the ikar takone or the din toiro was zochrei al hayayin. The echitim say that you could be mekayim. The zchira has to be zchira al hayayin. But it doesn't have to be dafka yayin. It could be also pas, because the yayin is the mashke achoshuv shebaseudo, and the pas is the oichel achoshuv shebaseudo. So that's the ikar takone that they did kiddush. You have to say the zchire al adovor achoshuv shebaseudo. That means al hayayin. Mele comes out from that all these aloches that we're saying. Choluk, we have a kodesh brocha than kiddush. Kodesh brocha is not leikuvah to drink the kodesh. Kiddush is leikuvah to drink the kodesh. The mele the chachile dafka the mekadesh has to drink the kodesh because the mekadesh is saying the zchir al hayayin, mimele, the chaloy zchir al hayayin is because he drinks the wine. Mele comes out that the zchir al hayayin is from the drinking the wine. That's why the mekadesh has to drink the wine. And there's a shiur choshuv of drinking the wine of shiur of meloy lugmo.